Mark chapter 5. They went over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the ship, immediately a man with an unclean spirit came out of the tombs and met him, who lived among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and he had pulled the chains and fetters in pieces, nor could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him, and shouted with a loud voice, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I ask you, in the name of God, not to torment me." For he said to the man, "Come out." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him a lot not to send them away out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near to the mountains, and all the devils asked him, send us to enter into the swine. And immediately Jesus gave them permission, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. And were drowned in the sea. And those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and saw him that had been possessed by the devil and had had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them what happened to the man that had been possessed by the devil and also about the swine. And they began to ask him to depart out of their coasts. And when he had come into the ship, he that had been possessed by the devil asked him if he could be with him. But Jesus wouldn't allow it, and said to him, "Go home to your friends, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you, and has had compassion on you." And he departed, and began to proclaim in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men were amazed. And when Jesus had passed over again by ship to the other side, many people gathered to him, and he was near the sea. And Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue, came, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, so that she'll be healed and she'll live." And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him and crowded around him. And a certain woman who had been bleeding for 12 years and had endured many things from many doctors and had spent all that she had and didn't get any better but rather grew worse, when she had heard about Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his garments. For she said, "If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed." And immediately she stopped bleeding. And she felt in her body that she was healed from that disease. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude crowding you, and do you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman that had touched him. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be well from your disease." While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that had been spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the commotion and those who cried and wailed a lot. And when he had come in, he said to them, "Why do you make this fuss and cry? The girl isn't dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him scornfully. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the girl and those who were with him and entered in where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cumi," which is being interpreted, "Girl, I say to you, get up." And immediately the girl got up and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he strictly ordered them that no man should know it, and commanded to give her some food.